It was definitely awesome meeting him, and kind of how everything played out. After I got signed, and we connected in Houston, and been training together there, and as well as here. It's been awesome so far. Very like-minded individual. Comes from top pedigree, of course, and knows what it takes to be successful in this league, especially in the secondary as well as a defense and as a team. So. I'm excited to work with him as well as, all the other guys. It's, we have a great group of guys here, and it's definitely an exciting time, and I'm honored to be a Detroit Lion. It's going to be great.
What does it mean to have a Super Bowl ring when you join a new team?
Really what it means is, you understand, what it takes to be successful in this league. Having a Super Bowl ring and being through that whole journey and understanding what that accomplishment means, and then you're bringing it to a team, like the Detroit Lions, where the fans are biting at the bit for it, and the players are ready to give what we have to give, to get that done, and being able to add that with me already being there, it's a great combination. Why not? It's a great organization. The fan base is amazing. They support their players. And I'm excited to be a part of that, and to join that, and to be embraced by the fans and the community here in Detroit. Sorry, and it's a great opportunity in front of me.
How's the working out with Glover been going?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, you talk about someone who's going to push you and try to take your game to the next level. It's I like to say it's an awesome thing when you're playing against someone who's so good. Because it elevates your game. You're pushing each other left and right at every corner to play harder, to train harder, to study harder. And, all those things are taking place now, and it's going to pay off come, January, December.
What's your life been like the last few weeks, getting a new team, a new baby?
Oh, it's been crazy. It's tough being away from, the family, having a newborn. But, when duty calls, and being here and being situated, the guys have been great in terms of helping me, in terms of whatever I need, and I greatly appreciate that.
Statistically, you had your best season last year. What was the difference for you there?
It comes to opportunity. When you're given an opportunity, you have to capitalize on it, and I've been given a great opportunity here in Detroit, and preparing myself to capitalize on it as well. And I'm a firm believer in, failure to prepare is preparing to fail. And we're putting in the work now as a team so we can be successful.
What rubs off being in the same meeting room and defensive huddle with Ed Reed and Ray Lewis?
Your study habits. I mean, those guys, aren't the best, at their positions just by chance. They've developed, great habits and done things to take care of their bodies that have allowed them to play at such a high level and play for so long. And being able to, see that hand in hand, and being able to, take the things that you do like and the things that you don't like and implement it yourself, it's definitely helped me a great deal. And I plan on helping, teach that to the younger guys here as well.
On the other side, what was it like the next year when they weren't there? Did you notice anything sort of like a
No, it's like any changing of the guard. I mean, when that happens, you keep, the positive things, the legacy, the foundation that's been built, and you continue to build on it.
So why do you still have a sort of, guy, a leader, a Ray Lewis type right now? Can a team win the Super Bowl? Can they be consistently, successful without that one strong voice in the locker room?
This is a team that, it has leadership. I mean, we have a great quarterback who's a leader. You have guys that are building up themselves to be in that leadership role. Myself, Glover. So you got to understand that comes with time, and you can be successful with or without it. But the number one thing in all of that, no matter whether you have a Ray Lewis or you don't, you have to have accountability. And if guys aren't accountable to each other and to themselves, you're not going to be successful. So that's the number one thing that we're establishing, now is the accountability factor and building off that, and we will be successful.
Talking about leadership and accountability, the fact that Ndamukong Suh's not here, he's evidently working out elsewhere, does that compromise those factors at all for him, just because we know he's going to be in great shape, but in terms of chemistry and leadership?
No, it doesn't, because, you know, Sue's never been a guy that, you know, is going to come in out of shape or not prepared or, you know, not physically ready to play. He's a dominant force in this league. He's a dominant force on this team. And, you know, I'm excited to be able to, you know, have him on my D-line. It's going to make my job a lot easier, you know, come the season. So, you know, I'm excited, and, you know, we have open arms for when he gets back, and we know he's going to be ready to go.
How did
Terrell Austin make you a better player?
You know, he's great. He's, you know, a great student of the game. He understands, you know, offenses, how to attack them. And he understands a key thing, which is, you know, allowing to put your players in positions to do things that they do well. He's not going to ask you to do anything that you're uncomfortable doing as a player. We have a great scheme that we're implementing, and, you know, it's going to allow guys, you know, to make a lot of plays and give our offense, you know, great field position to put the ball in the end zone.
Hey, James, just one other thing. I mean, the conditioning drills together and all that are great, but are you kind of looking forward to getting on the field to do some position drills and all that?
Of course. Of course. I mean, you know, this stuff is all, you know, fun and dandy getting in shape, but, you know, the real fun is I'm telling you, the real fun is getting on that football field, and, you know, that's when we have a blast, and that's when we'll continue to gel and mesh as a team, and, you know, definitely looking forward to that part.
All right, last question, guys. James, we don't know, you know, what's going to happen in the draft. There's a good chance the Lions might try to take a safety early. How would you handle, you know, a situation where you're competing for a starting job?
You know, I've been competing for a starting job my whole career, so it's really nothing new. You know, I embrace it. I know exactly what I can do in this league, and, you know, I've proven that, and, you know, continue to do it, and I'll be all right.
All right, thank you.
Yep. You guys have a good appreciation.